It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, very well. How are you? How are you? How are you, though, you know?
I'm enormous, but I'm well.
You're getting that one for everyone. Oh, how's it?
Lots of predictions.
Yeah, but I'm sure.
No, I'm all good.
All right, let's talk about something that's not all good. Let's talk about something which is turning out to be a huge blemish on the last government and the meth testing debacle, which some of us were saying a couple of years ago, those figures are a bit rum. They're a bit a bit odd. Those figures are a bit small. That seems a little bit unusual. And people have been evicted from their homes, from Housing New Zealand homes. People have been have pulled the roof off their house. They've been convinced by an industry created within its own industry to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to decontaminate their filthy homes when they didn't need to in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why when we came in, we changed up the policy with Housing New Zealand straight away, and then asked the Chief Science Advisor to do some work. And in a way, I mean, I think we really should have, the alarm bell should have rung, I think, when it was known that New Zealand was really the only country who was doing this. And look, there's no question that if someone's manufacturing in a home that does leave dangerous residual effects, but at the lower end, it just doesn't. And so we've had, you know, millions spent by Housing New Zealand, who knows how much spent by private landlords. There was never any mandatory law that required it, though, but it still has, you know, been a real shocker.
I've got a friend of mine who went through the whole procedure of just obviously through profiling. They just looked at him and his girlfriend and sort of went, did the testing. All the testing came back positive. Who would have thought? And then they did the big decontamination. Then another one, and he ended up taking my friend ended up taking them to court, and the whole thing got thrown out because it was such a shonky. They were obviously just knocking together a story, and if you're a landlord, you've got to be wondering how, and the government as well with the Housing New Zealand stuff, you've got to be wondering how many stories have been created by this
whole industry grew up around it, and I think some people were surprised to find out that there was never any law that required it.
The levels have been determined by the people who were doing the testing themselves.
Yeah, and there were some guidelines, but they weren't a requirement around decontamination. So they were interpreted wrongly by both industry, but also Housing New Zealand. And so it's right that Housing New Zealand has apologised. We're now working through some individual cases to get a sense of what happened for people. Anyone who's blacklisted no longer is. And Housing New Zealand now there to support anyone who might, for instance, have been left without a home as a consequence of that, which is just not right.
So what about people who weren't involved with Housing New Zealand at all, people who are just tenants and with overzealous landlords or landlords who swallowed the whole thing hook, line and sinker and who have been kicked out of their homes, and there must be hundreds of them in New Zealand who have been kicked out because of what someone's assumed they've been told by people who aren't qualified to tell them that.
Using
figures which aren't relevant.
Yeah, and again, as I say, there was no requirement. There was no mandatory requirement for any of that to happen. And so I imagine there may well be a few who will go back and look again at their individual case. But it was never in law. The one area where, you know, we can and should do something, because where some, I'm told, LIM reports have registered where there's been decontamination, actually that should not be on someone's
and there's no doubting whatsoever that the drug itself, methamphetamine and the use of it is awful and terrible. You and I have spoken before the election about the Labor Party's attitude towards those people who have become addicted to it or are using it, and it's affecting their lifestyle. What they don't need is to be thrown in the apart from the rest of society any further than they already are. You know, it's like it's, and I wonder whether the hysteria. I mean, it's obviously the hysteria that's let all this happen. You know, everyone's the bogeyman of it. You know, the
And that's why, you know, Housing New Zealand, we acknowledged as soon as we came in that they are the provider of last resort. They are often housing those who are often in difficult circumstances. And that doesn't mean that they should put up with really horrific behaviour, but it does mean that actually they will have often more difficult tenants. And so saying that someone who, off the back of the shoddy testing, is being evicted, we just said right off the bat wasn't right, changed that policy straight away, then did the work that backed up that it wasn't right for anyone, actually. That doesn't change the fact that we need to deal with the presence of methamphetamine in our community, but we just need to be honest about the realistic long-term health effects of it being in a home.
Will it? Will you look at the people who are involved in the testing industry and... because they obviously knew what they were doing. In the case that I was telling you about, they took a whole bunch of swabs from five different walls, put them all in the same container for a start, which is the first thing that the judge went, But then, will you look at this industry because of the hysteria side of it, it's still going to go on, and people are still going to want to know whether. The situation is with the homes.
And we've been quite focused on the Housing New Zealand end of things to try and get our own house in order, so to speak. That's something that I'd have to do. Probably it's more something that our Minister for the Commerce Commission or Consumer Affairs would look into. But at the moment, we've just really been making sure that we're housing people who need to be housed as a consequence.
Yep. And as far as the attitude towards drugs in general, will this whole situation inform the government as the hysteria surrounding it and the vulnerabilities that's left over? Will that inform the government as we move into the future on how we deal with drugs and drug use in the country? Because
I think it's fair to say that when it comes to our perspective on dealing with drug issues, we have had a focus on, rehabilitation. We want to see wider use of things like the drug and alcohol courts, where actually, instead of just looking at the criminal offending, you look at the source of the offending, and if a large percentage of your population, of your offenders coming through, in some cases, will have committed their crimes whilst under the influence of drugs and alcohol, addressing that as part of the work you're doing. So we've tended to take that approach anyway, and it works. So it's hard to argue when you see that it's actually, I've sat in those drug and alcohol courts and I've seen what they do and they work. And so that's been our inclination anyway. When it comes to methamphetamine, our view is that, it's a particular drug that causes such significant harm. We've got to find the best ways to tackle it. And supply is only one end of it. And so then providing that rehabilitative support, some areas we don't even have rehab programs available at all. So that's been the difference probably between us and the last government and the way that we want to tackle it.
A little bit less hysteria and a little bit more thought would probably be better for everybody in the long run, wouldn't it?
Well, ultimately, I think what we've seen is that, you can take an approach of dealing with the cause or just taking a much more simplistic approach, and that hasn't really worked for us. We've tried it, so let's try something different now.
Righty-ho. So let's move on to the Queen's Birthday Honours List. You happy with that?
Yeah. It's one of the things that you get to have quite a bit of involvement with. So there were over, I think, from memory, about 400 different nominations. I read all of them. We end up, halving that. And one of the things
culling the herd a wee bit.
Yeah, it's a tough job. One of the things that, I was really proud of, for the first time ever, 56% woman. First time ever. And it was a great list. And so just even getting to, I was really moved even reading the nominations. It was amazing.
And finally, Prime Minister, you were up at, there's a tangi that I wanted to be at, which is Kingi Tauro's tangi up in Waitangi, and unfortunately I couldn't get up there. Was it wonderful? Was it a good send-off?
I actually wanted to get there too. We ended up having Willie Jackson, Penny Henare and Calvin Davis representing us. I was unfortunately down south with Bovis, but sent a message.
Down south with
Kingi.
Bovis, yippee.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yep. I wanted to see Kingi at Wātea before he moved north. He was such a, he played such an important role
over the
years.
He was awesome.
Yeah, so I hear it was a really fitting send-off.
And how was he, Bovis?
Well, we're still plugging away on it, but I feel confident that we've done the right thing in having a go at eradicating, and we'll just keep working to do our best to support the people who are affected and then keep reassessing as we go.
Now, I know you're only moments away from bringing a new human into the world, so what does a heavily pregnant Prime Minister's itinerary look like at this time of the week?
Well, I started this morning at 5:30. I think you're probably about, I think maybe interview number five, possibly. I am off soon to welcome the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands. We're having a state function for him and bilateral media and the like. And then, of course, we've got the by-election at the end of the week in Northcote, so I'm doing a bit with that too.
All right. Well, hey, if we don't see you before the big day, then good luck, congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And if we do speak to you before then I'm sure you'll just be a little bit more wound up.
Yeah, possibly. Thanks.
Talk
a lot. To you soon.
Bye, Prime Minister.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.